All right, everybody, let's go. Let's get this show underway, okay? Okay, I can't get this.
Hi, how's it
going?
Are you good?
Oh, okay. What? Okay, it should be now. Okay, now let me get it. I want to get it. Okay, let's go. Good afternoon, everybody. Here it's Ben Yuko here with Zowanthi Media Enterprises. Welcome to the Black Tech Building Program on this great Tuesday, the first day of Minnesota's new school year, September 5th, 2020. And I want to say to all of you that please, that me and Carl, friendship that is wondering is great. Happy, it is great to have celebrate our 28 years of friendship today. 28 years. It's been an amazing ride. It is amazing. It's been an amazing segment. I know he might be in school doing some stuff right now. And so it's been amazing to keep us together, and it's been wonderful. That has been great. So I'm so amazed, and I'm so well excited about it. So that's why 28 years is so. So it's been an amazing time. It's so amazing. I can't wait for our 30th. Because before Zowanthi, everybody, it used to be friends. It used to be just friends. And then it came. Now for 20 years, it's been Zowanthi Media. Zowanthi, no, it's on the media enterprise. This is the business, having our radio, Zowanthi Television. It is such a great moment and a great side moment of everything that is in such. So I'm amazed by that. I'm amazed by all this here. So you've been seeing me today. I am here at Century College here. This is why I'm doing the show live today. So it's great to be here. So what I'm going to do right now here, it's going to be amazing. Before we get to the our back to school stuff and get into a quick message about everything, let me just show you the problems that we are doing today. I'm going to write them down, though. So this is things, okay? I'm going to write them down that this is. Here it is. Here's the problem that I'm going to do. So I'm going to do the first five of the integers just to warm you up, okay? Going to do the first five. This is going to be a warm-up just. You know, it's just to have fun, okay? Give me one. And just give me 1 month just to check some answers, check the thing. So on the first, on the last, the third one here, to make sure. Okay. I'm just going to do a spare one more. I'm going to do a couple more here for myself. So I'm just going to pick random ones here just to. Okay. Okay, so I just finished up the last the math problems here on this set here. So I just let me show people a couple that I actually done. So I did a couple on this sheet, okay? So this is how I got all my answers here. And that is all that's gonna be happening at the beginning of every show. So if you are new to the Black Tech Building Program, this is what I do. When I begin the broadcast, is I'm just going to give you a math problem. I'm going to give you a math problem, and I want you to solve it. And solve it. And that's amazing what it does to the effectiveness of what we got going on. So I want, so that's kind of like amazing that keeping everything in great flow here. So let's begin. All right. So this is amazing to see. So let me put this for a minute. Okay. It's time to just to talk about back to school, back to stuff, and just get to the reality. And I'm just going to bring it down into technology. The importance of blacks and technology, blacks being the technology, when we talk about education, and it's important, that's the number one thing a lot of people have to understand, that education is going to be very, very important. And it's very, very important to yourself. It's very important to the future. It's very important about how things we can actually do. Big thing on innovation, because innovation is a way we innovate, but how do we get the innovation? That's a great question. How do we get that innovation? That's the importance of math. That's the importance of sciences. That's important things like that. And that's the kind of concept that when you have people in technology and people like that, and if I'm speaking, and that's the best thing I can give you, the best way of giving you the way things actually are. So the important thing is, I like to personally advise your children. When I talk to your parents, just advise your children that the biggest thing is pursue your goals. Have a goal, have things ready, have a desire. Because if you really want to be in this tech field, you got to be ready. You got to have the strive. You got to have the passion. You got to have the emphasis of a lot of things and a background of things of math, and least even if it's an earth science, a life science, just a basic background of basic science, because that's very, very important that a lot of people have to have. I think that is very much important, including the biologies. And if you do even hard, if you start doing hard and bigger things like engineering, if you go into things like that, or even that, or chemistry, I personally advise you, hey, just sit down with your child, sit down with them and talk to them about what is the most important value about technology. Just what do they like about it? What builds the drive? I just want that to have a conversation, because when we because most of the time here at Zone Media Enterprises, I work with the adults that are 21 and older because I want them ready. Not like, we're just going to have to catch you up like what I did and what a lot of people did. That's not how it works. I want you to be ready. I want you. I want your family members be ready and to be very, very successful in this field, because this success has to be one of the things that will keep a lot of us in the hunt. Because a lot of times when you see important things about all these startups that they have going on, because in about 10 days, mm-hmm, they have a thing called Twin Cities Startup Week. Now, the thing about it is we have to look at, how do we prosper? How do we prosper to be the next generation of computer forensic search researchers, whatever, forensic analysts? We're talking about system administrators, things that are actually very much important, computer technicians, all the stuff that are needed in tech, data science. Not just only managing someone else's data, it's actually controlling some our own data, and how these skills that we can do that actually can solve the issues that relate to technology in our community in case if the things are very much important. So I always want to ask people that have parents, like, why do you send your kids to school? You should be, I expect you to answer a very, very good, passionate way. I expect that. I expect that anybody. Because if I ask, I spend an attention to learn, to have a strive of learning, encouragement, caring, sharing, and community friendship, because that's things that actually values that, I hope. And some people don't, why can I answer that? Because this is what it has to, this is the kind of things we have to ask, because anybody should ask, because someone just is not going to come up. Yeah, because that's the question that you should be able to ask. Answer, because if you want your child to be successful, you really want to be successful. And I'm talking that have just said you can't, and the ones that are black tech that have them going into this field, that have want to go in this field, you got to have the strong passion and the strong mission and the strong group partnership that makes between the students, the parents, and the educators, and that is where it lacks a lot today in our school system and stuff. That's something that I feel like we gotta do more and gotta do a lot better. And as you go into this school year and try to strive in the school year of what it actually is. You know, a lot of things that you look at is things that the important things about learning. You don't want to go down the things that we did wrong ourselves, the routes that we went. We want you to go a better route that you don't have to go that route. And if you said, let's say if your child gets like in his 30s or 40s, going to his 30s or 40s that want to switch a career, I'll say, like, I did that, but maybe it wasn't that. But let me just advance the career a little bit. That's how I look at it. That's how I think. And that's the important thing that has to take place. It is the strength of this stuff. And it's the important thing about it, that it has to be very, very mindful and mindful of everything that comes in this whole segment of this stuff. So that's why I want to make this very, very clear. You have people and mentors that goes in careers, goes into things. Like look at some of the Coach Jackie. I might just with some of the stuff that she, working with the governor and stuff. But you know what? That she has the previous professional group. It's a great resource that I think you should learn some of the things from. And I want today to be the part that's supporting things like this. So like going into this Sunday, when we have Mike, and it's been announced yesterday that this Sunday is going to be the Black Tech Talent headquarters opening. I want them to bring, this is their time to shine. But we shine too. We're still shining too ourselves. In the field of technology. That's the great part about this. We are shining ourselves in this. And that doesn't mean that we might struggle a little bit, but we know how to get out and strive. And that's exactly what a lot of people have to do. And I'm very much proud of what I've done. It's proud of what technology can be and some things that can be so strong and so heartening, so much effort that you know, a lot of people can actually be the successful things. So I say, as future educators, future tech educators, and future education, whatever it's the math or sciences or any of them, hey, please today, I hope you all inspire these kids. I want you to go out there and inspire them, inspire the parents to guide them, mentor them. That we're here for them. We're here for them that we know that this is the things that we have to do. This is what we have to do. Because, you know, I have a teacher that he's a enthusiastic. We know they're out there. I know they're out there. But I want someone that actually encourages and cheers for, that wants to cheer and be not then how do I help? How do I engage? How do I get in it? How do I know the difference of what it is? That's what I'm looking at. That's what I'm looking at, the strength behind it. That's the way that I see the different ways of the future. And that's what one of the things that I have to be strong about, and strong things that takes anything over that is big things in technology. And that's what I'm, but because everyone, even I, mostly I work with people over 21, because I don't work with anybody under 21. That's just our rule here. It's easier, but even because there's something goes on, they say, okay, that advises it, and somebody say, hey, let's get slips, let's get permission, let's just know. Let's know what's, and so they know what's going on. So nothing goes, oh, we're just going to do that, because That's not me. I can't do that. Other people do that, but I can't do that with children. No. I have to have, because if you ask me to say, oh, Ben, can you talk to them? I say, okay. And that's the kind of the support I say. So, you know, if you say, okay, can you, and about this, what is this network, what does this do, what are these basic concepts? Yeah, I can do that. Basic, easy as that. But I got to get make sure we're okay. I know you, I know the family, I know everything. And that's what makes it. So most of the time, I like to work with the adults over 21, because that's people over 21, because that is safer. It's because there's a lot of laws behind to make sure people are protected. Protected, because that's very important. We have to protect our children. And that's what it is. So So, like I said, I said the educators, hey, all the technologists that are educators, I'm with you. Black tech, yes, I'm with you. Even you're in, you do things, hey, let's make the next generation stronger. Strong proficiency in reading, strong proficiency in math, something in writing, sciences, street. I want to see it all, because I think it's time for them. Let's give our children a chance in life. That's exactly what has to happen. It is the most important thing that is so strong with them, because even I have traditional students that come in the classroom, and when you do things like when they talk about in a classroom setting, they'll talk about like topographs. When they were in high school, they never learned how to do topographs. Not once they learned how to do topographs. I didn't even learn that myself. I knew how to read a map and concept and find things on a map, because I was taught parts, but not in depth. But I can find things, but we didn't go in depth, like knowing how the deceptive degrees, understand the latitude, the depths of the, yeah, we, yeah, maybe we did when we didn't, but it's been a long ages, but got that type of stuff. So that's like, so I remember most of the stuff that we did rich, that was in school for, and that's kind of like the big challenge that is so great, and then so great about it. It is something that has to be enjoyable about it. It is something that's very, very important about it. It's something that just makes everything so passionate about what it does in technology. And that's why the whole technology is so important. And the so important is getting proper broadband, proper stuff, right, for our children. Not using Wi-Fi all the time. We're using broadband because it's actually proven to be a lot safer. But having proper broadband stuff that would be great for all our children to definitely access internet, wherever it's in Africa and here in the United States. That is exactly. I know the Caribbeans too, but me being from the African descent. That is very, very important. That one thing is that's important. The biggest thing also is strong, real part, not fake, real. Shit, with Africa, it's gotta happen. Gotta have a strong shit that we know that we have to need. It doesn't matter. So like. It doesn't matter, but the bottom line is you gotta have a strong reality, because most of everyone's going and start innovating and then raise goals in Africa and does whatever they want. I want us to go there. I want us black people to go there and build it up, and build up to our standards and what's best, and because we know what's best for, we know what's best, because we can talk among them. That other races can't. So that's why, like, things like that. That's why you got groups like the Yvette Carnells and the Tariqs and all them, all those suspect Negroes out there. And I don't know most of your pages and stuff like that. I know, and even that, let's learn like the African language. Our children to learn culture. Let's teach them the African language. Let's along with the math readings, all that stuff. It's very important. It's very important because it is very important to understand that they have a language. They have a language for themselves. They have a language to be confident. It's better to be prideful. And stuff like that is such a massive empowerment. just knowing facts that is so important and so much into the table and infinite the stuff like that that just makes everybody look good. So that is what's important about the whole scenario among ourselves. Last and not least, please, let's let our children strive to be better, especially our college students. Let them strive to be better so they'll be the next generation of innovators, trailblazers, explorers. That's what we gotta do. We gotta show the way and show them the strength behind it and strength of passion and strength things that actually make things look good. That just shows that this is the thing that is best and completely best for them. And that's something that everybody should be looking for and everybody looking straight and enjoy what the best they actually can do. Ain't gonna lie there. So that's something that we gotta be proud of. Gotta be proud and be happy. Gotta be proud that the children that you work with, and some of you are parents out there. You got a shining star. That is exactly what it is to be so great and be happy. Yes, I have two nieces. I have one nephew. I want them to strive. And that's what I think about this message, because I want them to hear it. I want them to hear that their uncle loves them. The uncle wants them to be successful. The uncle wants them to be the shining people, the shining stars, the shining go-getters, because that is what they have to hear. And they all have to hear, they have to hear that, because they know darn well that if they can do that, anything that they can do, they can think about things that is so striving, so loving, so working, is gonna be in the graces of the loving and the caring world. Thank you. Have a great school year, and let's dominate the front. Okay, that is a great thing. Okay, now we got a lot of tech news. I got plenty of tech news this morning. We got plenty of tech information kept up here right now. So I'm gonna let's get this thing going. Okay, here it is. Microsoft urges Bing isn't big enough to make EU gatekeepers list, say report. So this is, it will be released tomorrow. So some are in the evening right now. So let's get to this news. Microsoft Bing's and Apple iMessage are currently in the spotlight. Both companies are finally hard sure their services aren't listed as gatekeepers under the new European regulations. And I think we need to go into that sometime. According to the Financial Times, both entitles have agreed with Brussels with their platform having attained the status or magnitude that warrants the restriction of the Digital Markets Act. For those unfamiliar with this, it's in place to promote healthy competition in the tech industry. It also plays a crucial role in regulating how users' data is modified and handled. The new development precedent, the September 6, 2023 publication of the first list services regulated by the Digital Markets Act. These changes will impact any platform with annual turnover with 7.5 billion euros and market cap up above 75 billion euros and 45 million active monthly users in the EU. Such as this legislation will require these companies to share their link to the competitors, ensure that their services are interoperable. So I mean, interoperable. Okay. With this in mind, Microsoft agrees that Bing hasn't hit with these thresholds, unlike its competitor Google. So admittedly, recent reports shows that Bing market share has stagnated for the better part of this year, despite the debut of Bing, which has significantly contributed to attaining 100 million daily active users. Microsoft believes Bing's value would be negatively impacted and compelled to provide users access to rival search engine. However, Microsoft can use the same premises that despite its inclusion, its Windows operating system in the list of gatekeepers to avoid regulation by the Digital is that Microsoft won't argue about the Windows appearing list, according to the report. On the other hand, Apple shares the same sentiments of Microsoft arguing the iMessage is yet to hit 45 active users and shouldn't be placed on the gate by the Digital Markets Act. And where Apple has disclosed iMessage's official number of active users, the Financial Times has indicated that the numbers is close to be a billion dumb and services and platform in the EU gate list will have a 6 month to comply with the digital marketing rules. Okay. All right. It goes Windows 11 again. And let me see if there's. Okay. It's not doing that. All right. So let me just show you this one too. Let me show this one too. So. Okay. This weird Windows 11 drum dramatically speeds up File Explorer. Windows 11 users have discovered a curious bug in File Explorer that causes it to suddenly become much faster. Windows 11 File Explorer is generally not considered to be particularly speed, but Twitter user Viva has tweeted a tip reveal how to get Windows 11 tied file. So it shows you how to speed up the Windows file. So you can, I'm going to just scroll it down to you. So this again, Microsoft Windows 11 just having up this is relinquishing their bugs. Okay, that's not the one I want. Here we go. Here's the next part. Samsung teases 1.0 terabyte DDR memory models. So they figure out. See, let's listen what they learned. Samsung Electronics is set to deliver a 1 terabyte of DDR memory in a single model thanks to a breakthrough in DRAM manufacturing. The South Korean company developed the memory industry first and highly capable 32 gigabyte DDR5 DDRM, which uses 12M process technology. In doing so, Samsung will be able to produce 1.1 terabyte DDR5 memory mode, but there's another benefit to the move to 32 gigabyte DDR compared to the existing 12M in class 16 gigabyte DDR5 DRAM. There's a 10% reduction in power and consumption when compared to 129 GB models. According to Sang Jun Hwang, of EVP of DRAM products and technology and Samsung Electronics, intentionally the main consumers for this round will be data centers, AI, and big data. With our 12nm class Zigbee Gigabyte drum, we have secured a solution that will be able to drum models with up to a 1 terabyte, allowing us to be identically positioned to serve the growing need for high capability drum in the era of artificial intelligence and big data. We continue to develop drum solution, differentiate process and design technology to break the boundaries of memory technology. Samsung is expected to start mass producing 12mm class 32 DDR DRAM before the end of 2022. More memory and less space with low power consumption is always going to prove proper for data centers operators. However, this memory technology shouldn't eventually filter down to the DDR models found in our desktop PCs and our laptop. Right now, the 192 gigabyte memory kits consisting four models seem to be the highest end for consumers. So this is very interesting about mass intelligence and stuff like that. Okay, now we're. So this is now, hold on, okay. Now we're now where we are right now. Zoom as AI companion that summarizes meetings, write responses. Previously known as Zoom IQ, the AI companion is now a free perk for paid users of Zoom. So I got plenty of reading to do here. Say Zoom will offer users an AI assistant that can tap in large language models from companies, including OpenAI, to summarize your video meeting and compose chat for you. AI Companion is a free perk for paid Zoom. The video conferencing app previously teased a generative AI program called Zoom IQ, which is a planning on offering to select users through a free trial. So that's, and these are these big components here. The company now sees an opportunity to enhance Zoom by making the AI assistant a core feature for the app. If you pay, we're transcending the hype and generating an AI delivering tangible product and disrupting the industry price mode. And that's from the Zoom. And then the company publishes a video and it shows you all that this in video. You know, what they talk about in the video. If enabled by the meeting host, attendees can catch up quickly while disrupting the meeting flow by discreetly submitting questions via the meeting AI companion side panel to receive a AI-generated answer of what they missed. Zoom added, post-meeting hosts can receive an automated meeting summary to share with the attendees and those who are unable to attend the meeting. In addition, the AI companion can help a user quick draft message based on the chat thread. The user can then change the tone or length of the draft, which clicks on the button. The same function also summons a long chat thread. So that's pretty much interesting stuff there. All right, here's another one here. Microsoft SQ servers hijacked to deliver Cobalt Strike and ransom. It's a big ransom attack here. So they're talking about, you know, I'm just going to summarize these ones. This one's a massive ransom. Doing ransom, massive, some payloads and all that stuff. Oh, this is, I've talked about it, but now most people are talking about, here's one that I think, what's one more I'm going to do. Microsoft is killing Word, a mainstay since Windows 95. And so it's another one. So that's, So I made a list of beeping computer notice. It's made official to Microsoft, released the precedent of Windows feature. And they said they talk about Word is no longer updated, will be moved in the future release of Windows. They remember Microsoft Word documents, you know, Notepad stuff. So they. So this is what they said here.